The second scripture is written in the 17th chapter of John, beginning at the 20th verse. This is where Jesus prays for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark. Friends, in light of this last week's tragedies throughout our nation, and particularly in Pittsburgh, in the synagogue, I'm continually reminded that there will always be those people who think that they can bring death and destruction and division and misery wherever they go. And they think that whatever destruction they bring is stronger than the power of God's love. They're wrong, and they always have been wrong since the beginning of humanity, and they always will be wrong. But what I believe is that we as a church, in the face of such tragedies, we need to stand up. We need to shine a light on all that is good in Christ's name. And so where people come to bring division and misery, we as the church come and we welcome others in Christ's love. Where somebody thinks they're going to drive people away in fear, it is we who open a space within ourselves and we welcome people in. We create a shelter for them in Christ's name. And where others think that they're going to bring death, we bring something stronger. In Christ's name, we will always bring life. And so with that in mind, we had already planned on this Thanksgiving service with the Jewish synagogue, the Bethel congregation, to have a joint Thanksgiving interfaith service. But even more so, what a timely thing to be able to do together as Christians with our Jewish brothers and sisters. So on November 19th at 7 o'clock here in our church, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving together, giving praise and thanksgiving to the one God who gives all of us life. It's important for those of us who stand for life and goodness to stand shoulder to shoulder, particularly in days like this. In the thinking about this sermon, and particularly in celebrating All Saints Day, I want you to think about the people in your life who have provided shelter to you, who have opened up their lives to you and have welcomed you in to the point in which you truly believe, my gosh, I have a place to live with them. And with them by your side, you can say, you know, finally, I have found a place that I truly belong. I can't tell you how many memorial services I've done for your loved ones, for all of our loved ones through the years, for the last 18 years. And each time I do a memorial service for our loved ones, a part of my heart breaks for the families as I mourn with them. But I also love to hear the stories of life that are shared. I hear stories of great sacrifices that are made. I hear stories of laughter that loved ones share together. I hear stories of great advice given, sometimes given as spoken advice, but most of the time it's advice given because people took the time to watch the way in which our loved ones lived their lives. And we learn so much from that. But throughout all of these stories, what is true within all of them is that they all have this hint on this underlying message that they created a place in which we truly believed we belonged. This was a place in which we found community in Christ's name. And when we come together and we create that place as a church, what we do is we have building blocks created for all of the future for us to build upon. And that's what we are called to do is the church. We create this community in which people find shelter, find welcome and strength together in Christ's name. Now, there was a couple that I just recently did a wedding for. for Aaron and Liz. And both Aaron and Liz were kind of broken people until they found one another. All of us have different places in life in which life kind of falls apart, where it kind of breaks. And Liz certainly was that person. She has kind of an estranged relationship with her dad. It wasn't without her trying to repair that broken bridge that happened between them. Believe me, before her wedding, she did everything in her power to repair that bridge. But it wasn't going to work. When you try to rebuild a bridge, a broken relationship in a life, it takes two people to build that bridge. And for Liz's sake, I pray that she continues to try. But throughout her years, she found that her dad would say things to her or treat her in ways that made her feel that she was unattractive and to feel that she was unlovable. Now, I think most of us have thankfully benefited from having a family in which we feel we can feel the grace of that family, we can feel the love of that family. And because we feel that grace and love within that family, that little mini community, we build a certain sense of confidence about who we are in the world. But when that is absent within the family, then there's a great deal of hurt that comes. And Liz dealt with that hurt, and it changed the way in which she saw herself. And it was only after meeting her fiancé, Aaron, who Aaron worked with her for 8 long years and was very patient with her, did she finally start to believe that she was beautiful again. Now, Aaron, her fiancé, on the other hand, I asked him, I was like, now where is home for you? I'm just trying to get to know them as I did premarital counseling. And Aaron grew up in a military family, and he moved all over the United States and all over the world with his dad, who was serving our nation. And he thought about the concept of home, and he's like, well, I was born in the South, but I really can't tell you any particular place that I would call home. He thought about that for every few years he learned he was going to have to move again, and so he learned early off in life not to get too close to anyone. And looking back in all of the significant relationships he's had in his life, he's like, I can't even think of too many people I can tell you that are close friends. Mostly I had acquaintances through the years because I knew I was going to be leaving them soon. But thinking about home and looking at each other and the relationship that they had, Aaron looked at his fiance, Liz. He's like, you know what? When she welcomed me into her house and when she welcomed me into her arms, it was then that I finally felt that I found my concept of home. And I think that's the power of Jesus Christ that brings people together. It doesn't break us apart and drive us into different directions. It brings two broken people together until they finally, at long last, start discovering that place where they finally belong. That maybe the first inklings of what it really looks like to live in holy community. That's the blessing of the church, that together we are called together as the body of Christ. It's within the body of Christ that we, all of us as Christians from all sorts of various backgrounds with all sorts of things that could make us different, we come together and we have the one common link that binds us all together, and that is the love of Jesus Christ that has carved out an empty space and welcomed us into it to come in and find shelter and find life in this place. Find the place where you truly, finally belong. Now, over the last 2 years, our family has been here. We've been serving. I've been part of your congregation. And our whole family just simply want to say thank you for the time in which you have invested your lives with us. And we, in turn, have opened a part of ourselves. We've welcomed you in. And you guys have welcomed us in really amazing and awesome ways as well. Because that's what life together is about. You carve out a space and you welcome others in. And in turn, we carve out a space within our lives. And you guys have become a part of who we are as our own family. And in that process, what we have done is we have allowed Christ to be that link that binds us together. We have shared outreach ministry together. We've gone out of this church, we've gone out of the state and out into the world in Christ's name. We've gone out and we have planted seeds in one another's homes, sometimes meeting in homes for classes, sometimes it's simply meeting in each other's homes for a little bit of social time. We've gone out and we have planted seeds in Christ's name together, creating a community together, but through the music that we share and the voices, our voices that blend together. We've come together and shared our resources, giving together towards one common mission. And when I think about all of these seeds that have been planted, These ways in which we have carved out a part of ourselves and invested our lives into one another, into the life of Christ, that's the kind of farming that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can bless. And so over this last year, I've taken some time to look back at the fruit that gets produced because of the seeds that you plant. In the bulletin this morning, our staff, we came up with a little trifold to think about all of these great things, the fruit that has been produced. And so please take it out. Don't just toss it out, but take it out and look at it. Because as your minister, I couldn't be more proud to say, yes, this is fruit that we are producing together. And it just skims the surface, just barely skims the surface, and some of the awesome things that are happening in this place. But it happens, because together Christ binds together people from various backgrounds in awesome and beautiful ways into a place in which we can all say, yes, this is where I truly belong. Sometimes when we welcome people into our lives, we welcome them in from the storm, and we have to welcome them into a place in which we are that shelter for that person. I want you to think, who has been a shelter to you in your life, who welcomed you in from the storms? Now, how many of you went out trick-or-treating? Any of your kids went out trick-or-treating last weekend, particularly on Sunday night? You guys had some kids go out trick-or-treating? We did trick-or-treat. I live in Copley. And Sunday night was a miserable night to go trick-or-treating. I mean, it was kind of rainy out at the beginning at 5 o'clock, and about 20 minutes into trick-or-treating, just that perfect point in which families are far enough away from home for it to be completely inconvenient, the skies just completely opened up. And it was just a total deluge came down. It was a horrible torrential downpour that came down. And without warning, this huge lightning bolt came right down and seemed like right in our neighborhood, followed by this horrible clap of thunder, and it shook our house. Now, Noah and I had already determined we weren't trick-or-treating. We were just going to sit in the parsonage garage and hand out candy. But as soon as we did, the lightning bolt came. We retreated deeper into the garage, and we saw families running for shelter all over our neighborhood. And in the middle of this horrible rainstorm, we called out to anybody that was going by that, if you need shelter, if you need to come into our garage for a little while, you can take some cover here. Who has been that person in your life that provided shelter amidst the storm? Who carved out the place, made space for you, and welcomed you in? Gary and Marty Hartman are members of our church. They go to the very first service, and they're weekly volunteers at Open M, which is a ministry in Akron that reaches out to some people who are really struggling with poverty. And they volunteer in the food pantry. That's a little door to the food pantry at Open M. And people would have to come to the food pantry, and they have to wait in line outside until it's their turn to come inside. And they would wait, and there didn't used to be a shelter that was built there. There didn't used to be a roof. It basically, if it was storming outside, you just have to stand outside in the storm and get soaking wet. Many of the people who came there would walk from the local neighborhood. So they'd walk through the rain to get food, and then they'd go home completely soaking wet. And Gary and Marty Hartman, who broke their hearts realizing that all these people that have already had enough storms in their life going on did not really need more rain falling down on their heads at that point. And so they talked to our endowment committee, and one of the great things is I love that our church is about providing shelter to others. And so monies from our endowment committee allowed that shelter to be built. And it's not just wood. It's not just a roof. It is the love of Jesus Christ that comes up to help to welcome people in and to put a roof over people's heads when the sun is beating down upon you. It's a reminder that all of us come together in Christ's name, those of us who look like one another and those of us who are very, very different. This is a plaque that's on the outside of of that shelter. And yes, it has our name on there, but the important thing to me is that very first scripture that you read this morning, Mark, and it comes from the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah basically is saying, it's like, who are we as a people? What are we supposed to be about as Christians? And he says, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide for the poor wanderer with shelter? That is who we are as Montrose Zion United Methodist. We are that place that welcomes people in. You have welcomed our family in. We welcome one another in. And we provide shelter with a common link that will not break in our Savior Jesus Christ. And so I think about all of these people on All Saints Day. We remember them because in some small ways and some large ways, they have been shelters in the storm for us. In days in which we are dealing with the coldness of existence and life, they welcomed us into their lives and warmed us with their love. In days in which our next step in life might be confusing, our path might be dark, they lit our path with their sound advice and their kind and caring words. And when it felt like nobody else in the world cared, they listened to us. We remember because they took the love of Christ that is absolutely precious to us all, and they shared it and they lived it into each of our lives. In a moment, we're going to celebrate Holy Communion. And Holy Communion is a time in which we remember God's absolute sacrifice for all of us. He gave his life for each of us so that Christ will live within us now and forevermore. In the same way, Christ welcomed us in to become a body of his, to be a part of the body of Christ, into a place where we can truly confess, yes, this is a place where I truly belong. Friends, that is a community I want to be a part of. That is a shelter in which I can trust. And that's the kind of church in which my family can grow. Thank you for being that church and in this place. Amen.